11th window. For indeed in the remembrance of God do hearts find rest. Quran 13:28. Through knowing a single Creator, all spirits and hearts are delivered from the distress and confusion arising from misguidance, and from the spiritual pains arising from distress. They are saved by attributing all beings to a single Maker. They find assurance through the remembrance of a single God. For, as is proved decisively in the 22nd word, if all beings are not attributed to a single being, it becomes necessary to ascribe a single thing to innumerable causes, and then the existence of a single thing becomes as difficult as all beings. For if attributed to God, innumerable things are ascribed to a single being, and if they are not attributed to Him, it becomes necessary to attribute everything to innumerable causes. Then a single fruit becomes as difficult as the universe, indeed, more difficult. For just as if the management of one soldier is given to 100 different people, 100 difficulties arise, and if 100 soldiers are given to the direction of one officer, they are as easy to manage as a single soldier, so too the coinciding of numerous different causes in the creation of a single thing is difficult to the 100th degree. And if the creation of numerous things is given to a single being, it becomes easy to the 100th degree. Thus, it is only by recognizing the Creator's unity and knowledge of God that man may be delivered from the boundless distress arising from the desire to search for the truth inherent in his nature. Since there are endless difficulties and pains in unbelief and associating partners with God, that way is certainly impossible and devoid of truth. While since suitably to the ease, abundance, and fine art in the creation of beings, there is a boundless ease in affirming divine unity, that way is surely necessary in the truth. O you miserable people of misguidance! See how dark and full of pain is the way of misguidance. What is it that makes you take it? And see how easy and pleasant is the way of belief and affirming divine unity. Take that way and be delivered. 12th window. Glorify the name of your Sustainer, the All Highest, who has created and given order and proportion, and who has determined the nature of all things and guided them towards their fulfillment. Quran 87:1-3. According to the meaning of this verse, all things, and especially living creatures, have been given a form and regular proportions in accordance with wisdom as though they have emerged from a purposeful mold. Contained in those measured proportions are intricate extremities for various benefits and uses. And the form of their clothes and their proportions, which they change throughout the periods of their lives, are each immaterial and well ordered and measured, and are composed of the appointed events of their lives again in a fashion suitable to wisdom and benefits. This shows clearly that those innumerable creatures, whose forms and proportions have been planned in the sphere of determining of an all-powerful one of glory, an all-wise one of perfection, and who have been given forms fashioned in the workshop of divine power, point to that being's necessary existence and testify to his unity and perfect power with endless tongues. Look at your own body and its members and the fruits of its intricate and complex places. See the perfect power within the perfect wisdom. 13th window. According to the meaning of, and there is nothing but extols his limitless glory and praise. Quran 17:44. Everything recalls its creator through its own particular tongue and declares to his holiness. Yes, the glorifications all beings utter audibly and through the tongues of their beings demonstrate the existence of a single most holy being. The testimony of innate disposition may not be rejected. Especially if the evidence comes from all sides, it cannot be doubted. Look! The well-ordered forms of beings, which through their manner of creation comprise endless testimony, and offer evidence in innumerable ways through the tongue of disposition and look to a single center like concentric circles, all these are tongues. Similarly, their well-proportioned and balanced assemblages are all testifying tongues. And their perfect lives are all glorifying tongues. Thus, as is proved in the 24th word, they're glorifying, extolling, and testifying to a single most holy being through all these tongues demonstrate a necessarily existent one as light shows the sun, and point to the perfection of his Godhead. 14th window. Say, who is it in whose hands is the governance of all things? Quran 23-88, and there is nothing but its treasuries are with us. Quran 15:21, there is not a moving creature but he has grasp of its forelock. Quran 11:56, indeed my sustainer watches over and records all things. Quran 11:57, according to the meaning of these verses, all things are in need of a single all-glorious creator in everything, in all matters and circumstances. Indeed, we look at the beings in the universe and we see that there is the manifestation of an absolute force within an absolute weakness, and the traces of an absolute power are apparent within an absolute impotence. Like, for example, the wonderful states and stages plants display when the life force awakens in their seeds and roots. There is the manifestation too of an absolute wealth within an absolute poverty and dryness. Like the poverty of trees and the soil in winter and their glittering wealth and riches in the spring. The sprinklings of an absolute life are also apparent within an absolute lifelessness, like the transformation of the elements into living matter. There is, moreover, the manifestation of an all-encompassing consciousness within an absolute ignorance, like everything, from minute particles to the stars, acting consciously and conforming to the order of the universe and to the demands of wisdom and requirements of life. Thus, this power within impotence, and strength within weakness, and wealth and riches within poverty, and life and consciousness within lifelessness and ignorance necessarily and self-evidently open up windows on every side onto the necessary existence and unity of a possessor of absolute power and absolute strength, a possessor of absolute riches, and absolutely knowing, all-living and self-sufficient one. In their totality they point to a luminous highway on a vast scale. And so, O you heedless one who has fallen into the swamp of nature, if you do not quit nature and recognize divine power, you have to accept that in everything, in every minute particle even, reside an infinite force and power, a boundless wisdom and skill, and the ability to see, know, and administer most other beings. 15th window. According to the meaning of the verse, who has created everything in the best way? Quran 32:7. Everything is cut out according to its innate abilities with perfect measure and order, and put together with the finest art, in the shortest way, the best form, the lightest manner, and most practicable shape. Look at the clothes of birds, for example, and the easy way they ruffle up their feathers and continuously use them. Also, things are given bodies and dressed in forms in a wise manner with no waste and nothing in vain. They testify to their number to the necessary existence of an all-wise maker and point to that possessor of absolute power and knowledge. 16th window. The order and ordering in the creation and disposal of creatures, which are renewed season by season on the earth, show clearly a universal wisdom. Since an attribute cannot be without the one it qualifies, this universal wisdom necessarily shows an all-wise one. The wonderful adornment within the veil of wisdom, self-evidently shows a perfect beneficence, and that perfect beneficence necessarily points to a gracious, all-generous creator. The all-encompassing benevolence and bestowal within the veil of beneficence shows self-evidently an all-embracing mercy, and that all-embracing mercy shows necessarily an all-merciful and all-compassionate one. The sustenance and foods of all living creatures above the veil of mercy, all perfectly appropriate for their needs, show clearly a sustaining providence and a compassionate dominicality, and that sustaining and administering necessarily point to an all-generous provider. Yes, all the creatures on the face of the earth, thus raised with perfect wisdom, adorned with perfect beneficence, bestowed upon with perfect mercy, and nurtured with perfect compassion, testify to the necessary existence of an all-wise, munificent, compassionate, providing maker, and points to his unity. Look at and consider also the universal wisdom which is apparent on the face of the earth as a whole and is to be seen in its totality and shows clearly purpose and will, and the perfect beneficence embracing all creatures, which comprises the wisdom, and the all-encompassing mercy, which comprises the beneficence and wisdom and includes all the beings of the earth, and the most generous sustaining and nurturing, which comprises the mercy and wisdom and beneficence and embraces all living creatures. Just as the seven colors form light, and the light, which illuminates the face of the earth, undoubtedly shows the sun, so too that beneficence within wisdom, and mercy within beneficence, and sustaining and nurturing within mercy show brilliantly on a large scale and at a high degree the unity and perfect dominicality of an utterly wise, generous, compassionate, providing necessarily existent one. O you stupefied and heedless denier! With what can you explain this wise, generous, compassionate, providential sustaining, this strange, wonderful, miraculous state of affairs which is before your eyes? With chance and coincidence, which are aimless like you? With force, which is blind like your heart? With nature, which is deaf like your head? With causes which are impotent, lifeless, and ignorant like you? Or do you want to give the name of nature, which is utterly impotent, ignorant, deaf, blind, contingent, and wretched, to the All-Glorious One, who is utterly holy, pure, exalted, and free of all defect and absolutely powerful, knowing, hearing, and seeing, and thus perpetrate an infinite error? So with what force can you extinguish this truth brilliant as the sun? Under which veil of heedlessness can you conceal it? 17th window. Indeed in the heavens and earth are signs for those who believe. Quran 45:3. If we observe the face of the earth in the summer, we see that an absolute munificence and liberality, which necessitate confusion and disarrangement, is to be seen within a total harmony and order. Look at all the plants which adorn the face of the earth, and the utter speed in the creation of things, which necessitates imbalance and disorder, is apparent within a perfect equilibrium. Look at all the fruits which decorate the face of the earth, and an absolute multiplicity, which necessitates unimportance, indeed, ugliness, is apparent within a perfect beauty of art. Look at all the flowers which gild the face of the earth, and the absolute ease in the creation of things, which necessitates lack of art and simplicity, is to be seen within an infinite art and skill and attention. Look carefully at all seeds, which are like the tiny containers and programs of the members of plants and trees and the small cases containing their life histories. And the great distances, which necessitate difference and diversity, appear within in correspondence and conformity. Look at all the varieties of cereal grains sown in every part of the earth, and the total intermingling, which necessitates confusion and muddle, is on the contrary to be seen within a perfect differentiation and separation. Consider the perfect differentiation of seeds when they sprout, despite being cast into the earth all mixed up together and all resembling one another with regard to their substance, and the various substances which enter trees being separated out perfectly for the leaves, flowers, and fruits, and the foods which enter the stomach all mixed up together being separated out perfectly according to the various members and cells. See the perfect power within the perfect wisdom, and the great abundance and infinite profusion, which necessitate unimportance and worthlessness, are to be seen as most valuable and expensive in regard to the creatures and art on the face of the earth. Within these innumerable wonders of art, consider only the varieties of mulberry, those confections of divine power, on the table of the All-Merciful One on the face of the earth. See them within the perfect mercy, the perfect art. Thus, just as the day shows the light, and the light the sun, the great value together with the utter profusion, and the boundless intermingling and intermixing together with the utmost differentiation and separation within the utter profusion, and the great distance together with the utmost conformity and resemblance within the limitless differentiation and separation, and the infinite ease and facility together with the infinite care in the making within the utmost resemblance, and the absolute speed and rapidity together with the total equilibrium and balance and lack of waste within the most beautiful making. And the infinite abundance and multiplicity together with the highest degree of beauty of art with an utter lack of waste. And the utmost munificence together with absolute order within the highest degree of beauty of art. All testify to the necessary existence, perfect power, beautiful dominicality, and unity and oneness of an all-powerful one of glory, an all-wise one of perfection, an all-compassionate and beauteous one. They demonstrate the meaning of the verse. His are the most beautiful names. Quran 20-8, 59-24. So now, O you ignorant, heedless, obstinate wretch! With what can you interpret this mighty truth? With what can you explain this infinitely miraculous and wonderful state of affairs? To what can you attribute these truly extraordinary arts? What veil of heedlessness can you draw across this window as broad as the earth and so close it? Where is your chance and coincidence, your unconscious companion on which you rely and call, nature, your friend and support in misguidance? It is totally impossible for chance and coincidence to interfere in these matters, isn't it? And to attribute to nature 1/1000th of them is impossible 1000 times over, isn't it? Or does lifeless, impotent nature have immaterial machines and printing presses within each single thing, made from each, and to the number of each? 18th window. Do they not consider the government of the heavens and the earth? Quran 17:44. Consider this comparison which is explained in the 22nd word. A fine, well-ordered, well-crafted work like a palace self-evidently points to a well-ordered act. That is to say, a building indicates the act of building. And a fine, well-ordered act necessarily points to a proficient agent, a skillful master, a builder. And the titles of proficient master and builder point self-evidently to a perfect attribute, that is, to a faculty for the craft. And that perfect attribute and that perfect faculty for the craft self-evidently indicate the existence of a perfect innate ability. And a perfect innate ability indicate the existence of an exalted spirit and elevated essence. In just the same way, the constantly renewed works filling the face of the earth, indeed the universe, show clearly acts of the utmost perfection. And these acts, which are encompassed by total order and wisdom, point clearly to an agent whose titles and names are perfect. For it is clearly obvious that well-ordered, wise acts cannot be without the one who performs them. And titles of the utmost perfection point to the utterly perfect attributes of that agent. For according to the rules of grammar, the active particle is formed from the infinitive, that is, what is called, the root, in Arabic grammar. So too the source and roots of nouns, names and titles are attributes. And attributes at the utmost degree of perfection point indubitably to utterly perfect essential qualities. And those perfect essential qualities, which we are unable to describe, point most certainly to an essence which is at the utmost peak of perfection. Thus, since in every part of the world all the works of art and creatures are perfect works, each of them testifies to an act, and the act testifies to a name, and the name to an attribute, and the attribute to a quality, and the quality to the essence. Thus, just as singly they testify to the necessary existence of the all-glorious Maker to the number of creatures and indicate his oneness, so altogether they form an ascension in divine knowledge as strong as the chains of beings. They form a proof of reality in continuous sequence which no doubt can pierce or penetrate. So now, O wretched, heedless denier! With what can you smash this proof which is as powerful as the chain of the universe? With what can you close this latticed window with its innumerable spaces through which shine rays of truth to the number of these creatures? Which veil of heedlessness can you draw over it? 19th window. According to the meaning of the verse, the seven heavens and the earth and all within them extol his limitless glory, and there is nothing but it extols his limitless glory and praise. Quran 17:44. The all-glorious Maker has attached innumerable meanings and instances of wisdom to the heavenly bodies so that it is as if, in order to express His glory and beauty, He has adorned the heavens with the words of the suns, moons and stars. To the beings in the atmosphere also He has attached instances of wisdom and meanings and aims, as if to make it speak through the words of the thunder, lightning, and drops of rain, and give instruction in the perfection of His wisdom and beauty of His mercy. He causes the head of the earth to speak too with its meaningful words known as animals and plants and displays the perfections of His art to the universe. Then He makes the plants and trees speak, all words of that head, through the words of their leaves, flowers, and fruits and again proclaims the perfection of His art and beauty of His mercy. Their flowers and fruits, too, He makes speak, through the words of their seeds, and gives instruction to the aware and conscious in the subtleties of His art and the perfection of His dominicality. And so, out of these innumerable words of glorification, we shall lend our ears and listen to a single shoot and a single flower and their manner of expression, and learn the way in which they testify. Yes, all plants and all trees describe their Maker with numerous tongues in such a way that they leave those who study them in amazement, causing them to exclaim, "Glory be to God! How wonderfully they bear witness to Him!" Yes, the glorification of plants at the time their flowers open, and the moment they produce new shoots, and when they offer their smiling words is as beautiful and clear as themselves. For through the beautiful mouth of each flower and the tongues of its orderly shoots and the words of its well-measured seeds, the order demonstrates wisdom and is observedly within a balance which demonstrates knowledge. And the balance is within an embroidery of art which demonstrates skill and craft. And the embroidery of art is within an adornment which demonstrates favor and munificence. And the adornment is within subtle scents which demonstrate mercy and bestowal. And these meaningful qualities one within the other form such a tongue of testimony that it both describes the all-beauteous Maker through His names, and portrays Him through His attributes, and expounds the manifestation of His names, and expresses His making Himself loved and known. If you hear such testimony from a single flower, will your doubts and suspicions and heedlessness persist when you listen to all the flowers in the dominical gardens on the face of the earth and hear with what elevated strength they proclaim the necessary existence and unity of the all-glorious Maker? If they do persist, can it be said of you that you are a conscious human being? Come, now look carefully at a tree. See its delicate mouth within the orderly emergence of the leaves in spring, and the blossoms opening in a measured manner, and the fruits swelling with wisdom and mercy and dancing at the blowing of the breeze in the hands of the branches like innocent children. See the just balance within the wise order expressed through the tongue of the leaves becoming green at a generous hand, through that of the flowers smiling with the joy of a favor received, and through the words of the fruits laughing through a manifestation of mercy. See the careful arts and embroideries within the balance demonstrating justice, and the mercy within the skillful embroideries and adornment, and the various sweet tastes and delightful scents, which indicate mercy and bestowal, and the seeds, each of which is a miracle of power within the agreeable tastes. All these point in most clear fashion to the necessary existence and unity of an all-wise, generous, compassionate, beneficent, bountiful Maker, a bestower of beauty and favors, to the beauty of His mercy and perfection of His dominicality. Thus, if you can listen at the same time to the tongues of disposition of all the trees on the earth, you will see and understand what exquisite jewels are to be found in the treasury of the verse. All that is in the heavens and on the earth extols God's limitless glory. Quran 62:1, 64:1. O you unhappy heedless one who supposes himself to be free through his ingratitude. If the all-generous one of beauty, who makes himself known to you and loved by you through these innumerable tongues had not wanted you to know him, he would have silenced them. Since they have not been silenced, they should be heeded. You cannot be saved by closing your ears in heedlessness. For the universe does not fall silent at you stopping up your ears. The beings within it will not be silent. The witnesses to divine unity will not hold their tongues. And for sure, they will condemn you.